Patty Rojas is only 11, but she's already gotten to meet some of the world's top golfers. On Wednesday, she even got to be caddy for the day. Well, sort of.
I got to try to get the bag on, yeah, but it was really heavy, and I can see how the caddy might feel if they had to hold that every day. I had to be very strong.
Rojas and 27 other fifth graders from Momentous Institute were paired up with some of the golfers in town for the Byron Nelson. The organization includes a school for kids aged 3 to 5th grade, as well as counseling programs.
I really learned how golf players really have to be into it and have to believe that they can make it in the hole, and that they have to be really focused into trying to make their goal.
Between holes, students peppered the golfers with questions, and some, like Charles Howell III, talked about life lessons learned on the course.
Know that a lot of times you deal with a varying degree of disappointment every day, so if you know that's already built in, then I think it's a bit easier to have a bit of persistence and grit, as you say.
Rojas's classmate, Carlos Diaz, was curious how exactly Howell gets through those tough times.
When you're frustrated, do you breathe?
Well, I try to slow down, and specifically on the golf course, I try to walk slower. But if you get frustrated yourself for being frustrated, you know, then it becomes a problem.
Kate Whitten, who's the Director of Leadership and Governance at Momentous Institute, says the experience helps the kids practice their social skills. Every year, the fifth graders are caddies, while younger kids help out with other tournament activities.
It's wonderful to be smart and to be good at reading, writing, and arithmetic, but it's also great to be good at problem solving, to be great at forming relationships with your peers and with your teachers. Communications, grit, persistence, resilience.
The Nelson starts today and runs through Sunday. And some slightly older kids will be in the spotlight, like 20-year-old Dallas golf phenom Jordan Spieth. Stella Chavez, KERA News.